Siding Unlimited, named the best window installers, not just here, but in the whole USA. Get the best. Siding Unlimited, 5-time winner as America's best window installer. For windows you call Siding Unlimited, first and directly, SidingUnlimited.com.
Here's your top two at two on Wisconsin's Midday News.
Number one, Hurricane Melissa makes landfall in Jamaica with sustained winds of 185 miles per hour. This makes it the strongest storm to hit that country since records started. Record keeping, Greg. When they first started, that was 174 years ago.
Oof.
The strongest storm to hit that country since we started keeping records. Melissa was also one of the strongest Atlantic storms ever recorded. Bridget and Wayne Todd are spending their honeymoon holed up in a resort in a grill. Wayne Todd says the restaurant helped them hunker down.
They've made sure to give us plenty of rations. We get plenty of water and food in our rooms. They've been bringing us meals.
How scary, though. He says they put mattresses and pillows against the balcony doors and windows to prevent any flying glass from hurting them.
We understand that you can only prepare as much as you can until the event happens and try to stay calm during the crisis.
So meteorologists are tracking this and figuring out where it's going next. Here's meteorologist Craig Allen.
Melissa was still intensifying right up through the very last minute with lightning flashing all around the core. I really can't begin to stress just how extremely dangerous and life-threatening this situation is.
So dangerous. And this is a storm so powerful that the experts are saying it will reshape Jamaica for years to come.
It's unbelievable that this entire island is going to be engulfed by this thing. There's nowhere to go. You are stuck, right? And airports have been closed here for a couple of days. There was a local business owner just watching the CNN coverage who was quoted as saying our shoreline is gone. And, you know, we talked about all the flooding here in August, and that was, you know, 14 inches, which was significant. It was paralyzing. And millions in damages. They could have 40 inches of rain in Jamaica.
Yeah, I mean, our flooding was horrendous, and obviously many families lost a lot in it, including homes in some cases and entire floors. But this is a different ballgame. I mean, you think about Jamaica and just how different the culture is there and everything around them. You have Jamaican officials right now telling people to keep an eye out for displaced crocodiles in the floodwaters. Yeah, it's bad. And the other thing, too, you've got meteorologists saying that the hurricane could strip trees bare. And at first I thought, well, sure, of course. I mean, we've seen the destruction and the damage that hurricanes have done in Florida. You know, they down trees and branches are down. But then I was thinking more about it. And if you're stripping trees in Jamaica, it's like the tropics. You're just, I mean, that visual of the tropics kind of having nothing left.
Yeah. Sad story here. 212 and WTMJ. Also be mindful of this. More than 40 million Americans who rely on federal food assistance face those benefits drying up in days with the government shutdown. Missouri Senator Josh Hawley introducing a bill to fund SNAP during the shutdown. ABC's Jay O'Brien from Capitol Hill.
Food pantries even popping up at airports across the country to help struggling TSA agents and air traffic controllers forced to work without pay. Nearly 11,000 air traffic controllers like Peter Lefevre missing their first full paycheck.
The prospect of going another pay period without pay is weighing on the minds of myself and all the people that I work with.
Pay stubs obtained by ABC News showing $0.
No permanent food pantry at Mitchell International, but temporary donation drives pop up from time to time for situations like this. It's kind of a scary situation. I don't know how this has impacted travel just yet. I haven't had a flight out of Mitchell. Might be an interesting thing to connect on and find out. But I know these sick-offs have happened where TSA employees have just decided, like, oh, you're not paying for me to be at work, then I'm going to not feel so good one of these days. It's happened before, but nonetheless, just the real-time issue here is that a couple of days without a paycheck, okay. A couple of weeks, a couple of months without a paycheck, significant issues could pop up here, and there is a bit of a deadline here at the end of the month.
Yeah, I was just talking with somebody at the airport yesterday, and they were saying that right now we're really not being impacted like some of the other larger airports are. I mean, I think it was Atlanta that I saw a couple days ago. Some of the lines to get through security were just insane. I mean, it looked more like the holidays. So we have not experienced that here in Milwaukee yet, but there are donation bins in Milwaukee set out to help these workers who aren't getting paid. And some of the other people are giving non-perishable food items and giving things like diapers just to help out where they can.